Okay, all right. Praise God. All right, I want to look back at the second chapter. I think the last time we were together, I think I got part of it. But I want to, excuse me, I want to look at, I want to look back at a few things here. You know, we said that that there was five things. There was five distinctive features of this finishing generation of breakthrough believers. We said, number one, there was they have stature to represent God. Number two, they have power to execute His word. Three, they are prepared for the future. Four, they are free from the past. And then number five, they are the people. They are people movement for kingdom advancement. Now here in this, you know, we talked about this representing this they have a stature to represent God. You know, some of the things that the apostle was talking about tonight, you know, us really being able to represent God properly, you know, having, you know, our character and that sort of thing and stuff. But we said that stature is a position of favor obtained in God as we yield to the dealings of God in our lives until He finds us trustworthy servants who will represent Him fully and be bestowed with necessary grace, provision, and wisdom to finish kingdom purposes here on earth. You know, one of the things that we as the people of God, we have to understand is this, is that we are, as it relates to the kingdom of God, we are really a gateway from heaven to earth. We are the gateway. We are the ones who God is going to use. So unless we make ourselves available, we're not going to ever really become all that God has ordained for us to be. So he said, so God wants us to be trustworthy stewards. We got to be trustworthy who will represent Him fully. And He bestowed and be bestowed with the necessary grace, provision, wisdom to finish kingdom purposes here on earth. So Elijah, the Bible says that in the 17th chapter of 1 Kings, it says, now Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the settlers of Gilead, said to Ahab, as the Lord your God, the Lord the God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, surely there shall neither be dew nor rain these years except by my word. So now here was a man, but he was a man of stature. God had, you know, God had did some things, and he had went through a process where now he's a man, but he's talking and he's getting the same results that God will get. And so that's not just going to happen. And so what's got to happen is we have got to come to a place where we put ourselves in a position. It's not just going, that's not going to happen to us. We have to put ourselves in a position. And then Joshua was another one who put himself in a position where Joshua was in a battle, and Joshua commanded the sun to stay up until he was finished fighting. See, there is no way that back there in the Old Testament that they were operating in the supernatural, and we today, we have this watered down gospel. And Jesus Christ has came, He died, and He's given the power to the church. You understand what I'm saying? And so we have to understand that in that we are citizens of a kingdom. And so when we speak, things happen. You with me? So now over here in number. Wait, no, I want to say this. Elijah found the favor of God's presence. That's the thing. He found the favor of God's presence. And it's not going to come, you know, while you being too busy to spend time with God. Spending time with God is going to be a necessity, especially if you're going to walk in the supernatural. So, you know, the apostle was talking about how, you know, he's had his hunger for God, you know, ever since he's been in ministry. And so, see, God has to, let me say it like this. There's a lot of folk who have been serving God for a long time, but they've been up and down, up and down, up and down, and they never have had no kind of stability. Now, God can't trust us if, let me say this. Every time we go through something, we cry. I hear people cry all the time. They just cry. You know, they go through a little something and I don't know how I'm going to make it, this and that. My God, we have to come to a place where we trust God. We trust God even when we can't trace him. Even when you're praying and, I mean, it seems like God is so far away. You're going to have to be able to trust God, because we can only become trustworthy when we come to a place that no matter what, no matter what kind of hardships, no matter what we go through, we still rely and depend totally on God. And so our testimony has to remain the same. We cannot, you know, soon as something happened in our life and stuff, somebody say, well, how are things going? Well, I don't know. You know, I thought I was believing God, but it looked like things just didn't work out. So we making God look like he's the one that's failing us. And so we have this testimony that God didn't come through. That's not supposed to be our testimony. Many times when we go when things we are experiencing, it's God, it's the process that God is carrying us to get us to where he's trying to take us to. You with me? So he learned to operate from a new address. He wasn't operating as a man. He was operating from heaven. Like I said, we have to know that we're the gateway. We're the gateway, man. God want to minister to people all the time, but God got to have a gateway. And if we're not the gateway, if we don't open up the gate and allow God, we'll put ourselves in a position where we allow God to carry us through this process so that you can lose who you are. So you don't start tripping when God starts, when you start seeing miracles. That's something else the apostle was saying. Do you know that's how a lot of cults have gotten started? Now, I heard that at one time, Jim Jones, he was really seeking God. But there's some things that started happening. And because he had not gone through the process and he had not matured, then, you know, he saw Father Love or whatever. You know, he saw these people, you know, Father Love had got out into some kind of era. So he started seeing people bow down to him, and he wanted this power. And so if God give us power without us going through the process, like the apostle said, then we're going to hurt ourselves and we're going to hurt other folk too. You with me? So we have to go through this process and allow God to fashion us and get us ready for what he, you know, I'm not always crying, because the person that's always crying, all they're concerned about is their self. Hallelujah. So This second thing, they have the power to execute his word. So now, you know, this finishing generation is made to bring the word of God into fulfillment. See, like I mentioned before, when Mary went through that situation that she went through, now you know that if God is going to use her, she's going to get pregnant and no man has touched her. And God tell her that, the Holy Spirit tell her that she's going to receive this child and all this kind of thing. And she say, be it unto me according to your word. I mean, she had to know that there was going to be a whole lot of uproar. She's going to have to know that people are going to question whether or not she had slept around or that kind of thing and stuff. See, back in that day, she really could have gotten stoned. You understand? But the thing about it is, God never does a work and then does it half-heartedly. God spoke to her about what he was doing, and then he spoke to Joseph so that Joseph wouldn't put out there. You understand? Or Joseph wouldn't throw under the bus. Say, you know, I don't know what happened. It's not mine. But the thing about it is, she had to know that she was going to have to go through some uneasiness. And so as we walk with God, yes, there's going to be some uneasiness that we have to go through, but we have to make sure, and all this comes with spending time with God, spending time in the Word. There's a supernatural strength that come on us, a divine strength that come on us, that we can endure things that we couldn't endure in our own strength. And that's what God is trying to get us to. God trying to get us to a place to where we depend totally on Him, totally, totally on God. So now, if I'm going through something, then if I've got God's supernatural ability and His strength helping me to raising me up above circumstances, situation, and that sort of thing and stuff, then guess what? I know that if it were not for God, I'd fall flat on my face. I wouldn't be able to make it. So God get all the glory. You with me? And the best position to be in is a position where you don't know what to do and you're depending on God. Best position to be in. Because when you know everything, you know what to do. You know what to do about this. You know what to do about that. And then guess what? You're only depending on yourself and your own intellect. But these breakthrough believers, this finishing generation, they walk in this word out. They will walk the talk. In other words, they're going to, just what's been prophesied about them, they're going to walk right into it. So Psalms 102 and 18 says, this will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. So when we carry the preceding word inside our hearts and fulfill it and bring it to reality, the glory of God breaks out upon us and the powers of darkness are moved out of our territories. Romans 4 and 19. Wait a minute. Hold up. Yeah, Romans 4 and 19, it says, without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet, with respect of the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he's able to perform it. So the God who speaks to us is the same one that's able to perform whatever he's spoken to us. Now, I believe this with all my heart, that when you start seeking God and you start believing God for supernatural, that there is no way that you can even remain the same. You can't remain the same because you have an expectation and I believe, with the apostle, I believe in when he's sharing his heart tonight, I believe this is what what God has given him over the years. So he going to make sure that the thing stay right on track, because guess what? It's more important to fulfill the will of God for your life, because the enemy can easily turn a thing another way. But Whenever we have to come to a place to where we understand that God is going to perform whatever He's spoken to us. We don't have to worry about trying to make it happen. We don't have to worry about that's the thing that happened to a lot of people. They trying to make it happen. They trying to, God show them this, and all of a sudden, they start, they get some people together, and then they get something going, and then they label it God, and God didn't have nothing to do with it. Now let me run on to this. They are prepared for the future. Now, God is the only one who knows what the future holds. He knows the situations and circumstances that will be there in the future. He will be the one who will fashion this future company with the right ingredients to prevailing force in the future. Now, Man, this, because I understand how construction is, when a country is consistently under a threat of future earthquakes or volcanic terrors, the building codes, they carry extra precautionary measures. You know why? Because, okay, just like this structure here, if we were in a place where they had earthquakes and volcanoes erupting, then the building codes would be different, because they would have to be steady just in case there's a rumbling and stuff. See, now here in Louisiana, you know, because we have hurricane stuff like that, there is a code where, you know, walls and stuff had to be reinforced to handle a certain wind capacity. So when you're in these kind of places, you got the building code call for them to take extra precautionary measures, because if in case of some kind of catastrophe, the buildings won't all fall to pieces. Are y'all with me here? Now, the same way God has to fashion us, God has to get us ready for the future. A lot of times we're going through, you know, we have things that we're going through, and we're crying. We got a bottle in our mouth. We got a bottle on our arm. We got a thumb in our mouth, and we're crying about this stuff. God said, no. I am getting you ready for the future. There are some things that you are going to have to endure in the future that I am preparing you for now. So the Bible said in the last days there was going to be perilous times, right? So God has to get us ready for the perilous time. Everybody not going to make it. I say everybody not going to make it. But those of us who have made our mind up that we're going to follow God no matter what, and whatever situation that we have to go through, if I got to fall down and get back up, I know God with me. See, I know God with me, so I know I can't fail. I know there's no way, no how that I can fail. Why? Because God is always with me. All right. So now, okay, so I've got a situation that I'm going in. God said, now I am preparing you for the future. So when all of this, the Bible says in Isaiah 60, when it talks about a rise and shining light gonna come, but it talks about a gross darkness that's gonna be on the earth. So how in the world are we gonna handle gross darkness? How in the world are we gonna be able to handle when folk begin to come in with witchcraft and all kind of things and stuff? So we have to receive training from God. We have to be able to love folk in spite of, no matter how they treat us, no matter what they do. You understand what I'm saying? So many Christians now, they cry every time some kind of little thing come on. Somebody didn't speak to me. Oh, man, please. You know what I'm saying? God will fashion this generation with intense care, as they will be brutally tested against the worst environment possible. The evil gates of hell will come clashing against this generation. The Lord will make them out of the finest material that will stand the test of time. They will be living stones. They will be precious stone tested and tried by the fire of God. Hallelujah. You know, I told you about how gold is made, how it's put in intense heat and is melted down, that sort of thing and stuff. And so that all of the impurities, all of them, they come to the top with the draws, and they come to the top so that gold that's heavier, that sinks. God is looking. God wants us to get rid of all of the impurities. Now, we can't do it by ourselves, but we have to recognize that we have impurities. So when God is trying to do a work in us, we can't be crying. You know, God knows exactly what we need. God knows exactly. If I have a bad attitude, God knows exactly. Now, God had to do this to me. God, I mean, the Lord, I may have mentioned it to you before, but the Lord told me, you know, because I had a knack of, you know, if somebody say something to me, I'm answering back. You know what I'm saying? So God was telling me about humbling myself. And so I said, okay, Lord, humble me. The Lord said, no. He told me to read the scripture, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he'll exalt you due time. I said, okay. I said, I'm reading. I said, okay, Lord, humble me. The Lord said, no, I'll read it again. I'm reading it again. And so after about four or five times of reading it, the Lord said, no, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. God said, so I'll allow you to get in a situation where you'll be humiliated, but you're going to have to decide whether you're going to shut up or blow up. You understand what I'm saying? So God will allow you to get, so God used that. So I love to, they had a place called Romanos. And I used to love to go over there and get, they had hot sausage po' boys. I used to love to go get one of them. And so I go over there, and I liked them so much here, you know, if I had to face a little foolishness, you know, I'm still going over there and getting me a hot sausage po' boy. So I go over there, and I tell them how I want. I've been going over there for a long time. And later just went contrary. And I told her what I wanted. She said to me, she said, well, I'm going to, you said you wanted this. You said, I said, no, ma'am. I said, I want a little barbecue sauce on it, and I want a little mayo on the bread, and that's all I want. She got tomatoes. She got all kind of stuff on it. I said, she said, well, you need to make your mind up. And they got a line of people, you know, stand up here in line waiting to get their orders. And so I'm being insulted in front of this lady. And so here I am, and I want to answer her. And then the Spirit of God say, shut up or blow up. What you going to do? And so God carried me through a process where I was humiliated on a regular basis so that I could learn how to just walk away. When you so caught up in yourself and worrying about how people gonna view you and how what people gonna think when they see, you know, somebody has challenged you in some kind of way. All you are, you just full of yourself, and God can't use. So God got to cut through all of that so that he can really, really get you ready, because in this last day, there's going to be some stuff we're going to face. But we got to be ready. That's why he's fashioning. The apostle Jonathan Day was talking about how God was forming him with his own hand. I believe that God is forming us with his own hand. God is doing a work in our life, in our heart, and whatever it is that needs to be taken away from us, I think that a challenge will come along and help us to get rid of it. Don't always cry about challenges. Amen. Challenges many times come to make you stronger, to make you wiser, to make you bolder, to make you understand, to get you ready for a work that you are not. God told me this one time. God said to me, he said, I mean, my pastor jacked me up in front of the whole church. And so I'm sitting there, you know, wanting to lick my wounds. God said, no. God said, I'm preparing you for something that you're not able to handle right now. I didn't have no idea that I was going to be pastoring the church. But I had to be able to take correction in front of everybody. You understand what I'm saying? And that's where we got to come to a point to where we die to self, like the apostle said. My time is up.